From Luke and Psalms, the great catch of fish, Peter will fish for people. So far in Luke, it sounds like your pastor is scolding. You may be offended by what he has to say. If not, you're not hearing the message the way it is intended. In Luke's gospel, things sound a bit rough. Luke is giving it to us straight, and sometimes that hurts. The four gospel stories are about loving God and our neighbor. We need to hear the law and the gospel in order to understand what it is God calls and leads us to do. So today, we hear Jesus at the shore where men are washing their nets after a long night of fishing. When he has finished speaking, he tells Simon Peter to go out into the deep water and drop your nets. Yes, the ones you just cleaned, you used all night and did not catch a fish. Now Simon Peter was a fisherman. Jesus was a carpenter. What does a carpenter know about fishing? As it turns out, the carpenter knows quite a bit. The nets fill to the point of breaking. They need to get and fill another boat until both boats are about to sink. The moral of the story might be, if you want to know where the fish are biting, call a carpenter. Jesus tells Peter, from now on, you will fish for people. Do not be afraid. He did not ask Peter if he wanted to be a fisher of people. He told him, he will make Peter a fisher of people. When Jesus tells Simon Peter to let down the nets in the deep water, Peter is reluctant because they have been fishing all night and caught nothing. However, Peter then says, because you say so, I will do it. What do you do to declare who you are? Each of us tell the community and the world who we are as Christians or non-Christians by how we live. We are told to love our God and love our neighbors as ourselves. This is our greatest evangelism. We will do many things that evangelize, but loving will deliver the greatest catch. It will take more than one person to bring in the catch God has in store for us. Jesus uses us as we are, sinful, broken people. Simon's first response to this miracle is to worship, falling on his knees before Jesus, and unworthiness as he says, go away, and his confession, I am a sinful man. If nothing else, this indicates Jesus can and does use people who are not worthy and sinful. Throughout Scripture, we see that human sin, failure, and inadequacy are not obstacles to God's call. God calls imperfect people to do God's work. Jesus' mission does not wait until we think we're ready. The need for the gospel in this broken world is far too urgent. We are called right now, even in spite of our frailty, failures, and doubts, even in the midst of our ordinary, busy, complicated lives. Jesus' word to Simon Peter is also a word to us. Do not be afraid. This is Jesus' mission, and we trust that he will keep working with us and through us, catching others as he has caught us in the deep, wide net of God's mercy and love. We trust, finally, that the catch is in God's hands and that God's desire is for the nets to be bursting and the boats full. Jesus' net is an open gate of God's grace for all people. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus of fisher folk, you taught your disciples to cast a wide net, not for fish, but for people. Teach us the fishing craft. Make our fingers nimble so we may handle hearts and hands gently. Make our minds quiet and patient while we wait for those who are not yet ready to receive you, and make our hearts hungry for your word, for the sake of the one who has captured our hearts already, the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.